Canucks General Manager Jim Benning joins us now on The People's Show. Thanks for this, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's been a busy few days, but we're getting everything we need to get accomplished and getting ready for the season.
Now, I know there's a lot to talk about when it comes to the season and everything, but it is the day after Thanksgiving. I need you to settle a debate here on the show. Gravy or cranberry sauce?
My wife does cranberry sauce.
All right.
Oh, okay.
I hear that. Okay, so Jim Benning on Team Cranberry Sauce. Love to hear it. It's not what I would choose, but hey, everybody's got their own thoughts on this. Jim Benning, our guest. So how are you feeling about the group going into this season, Jim?
I feel good. You know, we made some changes. We brought in a lot of new players. I think everybody's excited. It would have been nice to have the two kids at the start of camp, but we worked hard all summer and we got it done, a week into camp or 10 days into camp. So excited to have those guys back, and I'm excited for our group this year.
Well, and yesterday, Jim, you guys announced the opening day roster, and on it, you guys mentioned that Brock Besser is starting the season on IR, but we know it's retroactive to the 29th and he can be activated at any point. What is his status for tomorrow's season opening game?
He's day to day. So, he's working, rehabbing an injury he got through camp. He skated today, but he's day to day. We'll see how he feels after and then see where it goes.
Jim, you loaded up on forward depth during the offseason, but there are some early challenges here to start off the year, especially on the penalty kill with Mott and, of course, with Sutter, which you outlined yesterday. How do you deal with those losses and the forward depth to start off here in the short term?
Well, we got some new players that we're going to give an opportunity to. We traded for Juha Lamikko because we think he's a good penalty killer. Amongst other things, he'll bring our group some size, some speed, and he can kill penalties. So we got some guys that, have killed in the past. And so they'll get an opportunity to kill penalties here for us going forward till we get some of our injured players back.
Do you have a timeline for when Travis Hamonic will arrive in Abbotsford and when he could potentially be available to the NHL club?
I don't have a timeline as of right now. We're in constant communication with his agent, Kevin Epp, and with Travis. But I can't say when for sure he's coming in.
And Jim, we appreciate that it's a personal matter Hamonic's dealing with, and we all hope for the best. But was this a situation that arose after you signed him, or is this potentially something you were aware of when agreeing to a new contract with
Hamonic? No, it was after we signed him. It was something that we didn't know about last year. It was something that came up after we had signed him. I think he'll be back here at some point, but we need to give him his space and let him get things figured out, and then he'll be in.
You're listening to The People Show. We're joined by Jim Benning, Canucks General Manager. And Jim, you created some news on the weekend as well, making a deal and dealing out Ilya Levy to Florida and bringing in a couple of key additions in the depth situation for your team. And with Ilya Levy, taking us back in the time, back in 2016, what led you to zero in on Ilya Levy with that fifth overall pick? And did you learn something from that process?
Well, I think I did because, my philosophy in the draft is, especially with those first round picks, or if we don't have a first round pick, a second round pick, is just to take the best player available. And at the time, when we made that pick, I think, Ham Hoos was, 35, Bieksa was 35, 36 at the time. And so, we didn't have any defensemen kind of coming through the system at the time. So we made the pick maybe based on positional needs or fit with our group versus taking the best player. So, in his draft year, he had a really good year. You talk to other teams even that were around us, in that hole, that's probably the player they take. He is, as a 17-year-old at the World Championships, he was, or at Christmas time there, he like dominated the tournament. Finland won and he had a real good tournament. His team went, you know, to the Memorial Cup that year, and he played a lot of hockey and he played really good. Now, you know, after we drafted him, you know, he had a few years of bad luck with injuries, and you know, through those years being hurt and stuff, and he didn't maybe get to develop like, you know, we would have liked him to see develop. And you know, it's just one of those things now where, you know, he's an NHL player, but the players, you know, we have OEL and Quinn on the left side, and Jack Rathbone had a real good camp. And so I think it was time, you know, for a fresh start. He's a good kid. He did everything that we had asked of him, but it's time. He needs a fresh start, and so did we.
You know, when it comes to development, of course, you know, talent in, with those high-end first-round picks is always going to be there. But bringing them along, was it the injuries? Was there something more you could have done to help him through these first few years? I know, you know, you sent him to Finland for a little bit of a stint after his time with London. You know, there was a lot that's happened since Olli Alevi came into the organization.
Right. Well, and it's, you know, it's when you draft players, you know, it's you're picking them as, you know, you're watching them as 17-year-olds, you're drafting them when they're 18, but you're trying to figure out where they're going to be at when they're 22, 23 years old through development, right? So he had a foundation in his game. You know, he could really move the puck. He was a smart player. You know, we kind of seen him as a, you know, a puck moving two-way defenseman that could kill penalties, and he did do that for us when he was up here. And but, you know, it came to the point as our team, you know, gets better, and it's going to be harder to play on our team. And, you know, that's kind of what happened with Olli.
And the hope had been, Jim, right, that he was getting closer and would be a top four defenseman, or at least be an everyday defenseman for you moving forward. But that hasn't happened. You have Jack Rathbone, who's making the team as a rookie. You have Quinn Hughes. But as far as building out the rest of that depth with young players moving forward, not having Ulevi, what does that do for the plan moving forward? And how do you feel about long-term, that defensive prospect pipeline?
Yeah, well, I think that's, you know, one thing that we always try to address. And, you know, it's important for us to, you know, make sure that we have some good young defensemen that we're developing in our system. You know, and, you know, I think we got good depth and goal. You know, defense is a position that, you know, we're going to continue to draft defensemen and develop them. I think we need more depth maybe in that area. Jet Wu, I thought, had a good training camp for us, and he's going to start in Abbotsford, and hopefully he can keep developing. So, you know, that's a position that I would say right now we've drafted a lot of forwards over the last 4 or 5 years, and we got some good young forwards that are on our team in our roster, and you know, and going to be in Abbotsford this year. So I think, like, going forward, we'll continue to, you know, make drafting defensemen something that's important to our organization, and keep drafting them and developing them, and when they're ready to play, give them a chance.
Jim, you added Noah Juulsen on that right-hand side of defense in that Ulevi deal. Obviously, with the Hamonic situation, we'll see how that, you know, features and plays out, but are you still looking to add at that position specifically?
Well, you know, we got Travis Hamonic that's, you know, I think, you know, going to be here back here at some point. I think we have enough depth in our system. Madison Bowie, I thought, had a good training camp, and, you know, he's going to start down, but we know he can come up and play games for us. And so, you know, I'm happy with the depth that we have on the right side here going forward, but, you know, going, if there's something that we can do to improve it, we'll for sure look at it.
You're listening to The People Show. We're joined by Canucks general manager Jim Benning. And Jim, you know, we're talking about a lot of moving pieces here. You've got a player coming in, but how do you feel about the new players that have come to town? Garland, Dickinson, OEL. How do you feel they've integrated so far?
Well, I think OEL's been excellent for us. You know, right from the first day of camp, he's a guy that has experience in the league. He plays, You know, he's a minutes guy that can play against the other team's top lines. He can play on the power play. He can kill penalties. Thought he had an excellent camp for us, and he's going to make our team, you know, better here this year. Garland and Dickinson, you know, they've had moments through the preseason where they looked really good, but I think, you know, they're still trying to find their way in our group and you know, get comfortable when you go to a new team, a new system, new coach. You kind of got to, you know, there's a learning curve, I think, that happens there, and I think they're going through that right now. And but they've been getting better and better every game, and I expect them to help us this year a lot.
You know, with Garland, he does feel like a player that maybe preseason hockey isn't where you see the best of all of that he brings to your club.
Well, he's, you know, as we all know, he's a type of player where, you know, he works, competes hard in a battle, is not afraid to get to the net and, you know, get rebounds and tip-ins and you know, so he adds to the skill of our top six group. And, you know, I think, you know, we haven't seen the best in him yet. He'll just keep getting better and better.
Jim, just a question on Chiasson. What do you think he provides as far as, you know, the scoring potential and also the role he can play for this team and, you know, what that does for the forward group?
Well, he gives us some size and strength up front. He's a good net front presence on the power play. So, you know, I don't know where Travis will use him on the first power play or the second power play, but, you know, that's where he, you know, he's got the size to stand in there, to screen the goalie, to, you know, score off rebounds, tip-ins. And he's a veteran player. We've got, you know, we got a lot of young players in our group up front. And he brings a veteran presence that I think is going to be important to the room.
Jim, we really appreciate the time today. It's exciting having the season back, and soon we'll have fans back at Rogers Arena for the real thing. All the best this season, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, guys.